But the cult was not simply an empty, cynical exploitation of piety. The rituals of the Hajj also gave the Arab pilgrims a profound experience. As they converged on Mecca at the end of the Sukk cycle, there was a sense of achievement and excitement. The caravans were checked by the Quraysh, their camels relieved of their burdens, and after paying a modest fee, the merchants and their servants were free to pay their respects to the Haram. As they made their way through the narrow streets of the suburbs, they uttered ritual cries, announcing their presence to the gods who were awaiting their arrival. After their long trek around the peninsula, this reunion with the sacred symbols of their tribes felt like a homecoming. When they reached the Kaaba, surrounded by the 360 tribal totems, they began to perform the traditional rites in Mecca and its environs, which may originally have been devised to bring on the winter rains. They jogged 7 times between the hills of Safa and Marwa to the east of the Kaaba. They ran in a body to the hollow of Muzdalifa, the home of the thunder god, made an all-night vigil on the plain beside Mount Arafat, 16 miles outside the city. They hurled pebbles at 3 pillars in the valley of Mina, and finally, at the end of their pilgrimage, sacrificed their most valuable female camels, symbols of their wealth, and hence of themselves. The most famous ritual of the Hajj was the Tawaf, 7 circumambulations of the Kaaba in a clockwise direction, a stylized reenactment of the circular trade route around Arabia, which gave the Arabs' mercantile activities a spiritual dimension. The Tawaf became a popular devotional exercise, and citizens and their guests would perform it all the year round. The structure of the Haram acquired an archetypal significance, which has been found in the shrines of other cities in the ancient world. The Kaaba, with its 4 corners representing the 4 cardinal directions, symbolized the world. Embedded in its eastern wall was the Black Stone, a piece of basalt of meteoric origin, which had once fallen brilliantly from the sky, linking heaven and earth. As the pilgrims jogged around the huge granite cube, following the course of the sun around the earth, they put themselves in harmony with the fundamental order of the cosmos. The circle is a common symbol of totality, and the practice of circumambulation, where you constantly come back to your starting point, induces a sense of periodicity and regularity. By circling round and round the Kaaba, pilgrims learned to find their true orientation and their interior centre. The steady rhythm of the jog gradually emptied their minds of peripheral thoughts and helped them to enter a more meditative state. The reformed rites made Mecca the centre of Arabia, where other pilgrims had to leave their homelands and journey to remote sites. The Arabs had no need to leave the peninsula, which remained a law unto itself. All this reinforced the centrality of Mecca as the focus of the Arab world. The city was also isolated, and this gave the Arabs a rare freedom. Neither Persia nor Byzantium, the great powers of the region, had any interest in the difficult terrain of Arabia, so the Quraysh could create a modern economy without imperial control. The world passed through Mecca, but did not stay long enough to interfere. Arabs were able to develop their own ideology and could interpret the knowledge and expertise of their more sophisticated neighbours as they chose. They were not pressured to convert to an alien religion or conform to official orthodoxy. The closed circle of both the trade cycle and the Hajj rituals symbolized their proud self-sufficiency, which, as the years passed, would become a mark of their urban culture.